to Real World News.
The Health Tribunal of Guatemala as an instrument. Mining corporations, despite accusations and demands from the communities, deny the health impacts of their operations, while the governments ignore these conflicts, said Cesar Padilla, coordinator of the Latin America Mining Conflict Watch. It's the government's responsibility to solve this conflict, said the activist. The Latin American Mining Conflict Watch is a network of social organizations from Mexico to Argentina dedicated to the follow-up of mining conflicts, tasked with supporting communities that confront the companies and governments. It handles a database of 165 conflicts. Padilla was one of the judges at the People's International Health Tribunal, held from July the 14th to the 15th in San Miguel Ixahuacán, Guatemala, to expose the consequences of the actions of Canadian mining corporation Goldcorp in Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras. Real World Radio's collaborator from COECO SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica, interviewed Padilla at the tribunal. The tribunal is a political, ethical, and not legally binding court that contributed to compiling information about Goldcorp's impact in communities of San Miguel Ixahuacán, Valle de Siria, Honduras, and Carrizalillo, Mexico, where Goldcorp's Marlin, San Martin, and Los Filos mines are located. We made our contribution, we tried to be as objective as possible, but also clear and concise to leave the tribunal as an instrument that cannot be morally or ethically ignored, said Padilla. The aim is that the tribunal is a grassroots instrument for the communities, that it contributes to their resistance, he said. The jury was made up by internationally renowned people from different fields. The ruling demanded Goldcorp to suspend all its operations in Central America and guarantee that these atrocities are not repeated in Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras. The judges also demanded the company to compensate the communities and the environment for the terrible damage it caused. We condemn the complicity and irresponsible attitude of the governments for failing to ensure the enforcement of the people's rights, reads the ruling, which also accused the Canadian government of being accomplice and of supporting and promoting irresponsible mining investments in Central America. The communities affected by Goldcorp said they have suffered skin problems, abortions, infertility, preterm births, malformation, hearing problems, gastrointestinal problems, nervous problems, and intoxication leading to death. Padilla highlighted that the tribunal in San Miguel Ixahuacán was the first one to try to establish in a non-scientific way the effects of mining on health. We hope that this process will open the door for more reports of health problems and to make pressure on government to deal with this and condemn the mining corporations, said the leader.
You are listening to Real World News.